From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace, brace yourself, it is spring. Spring used to be a welcome break from the short, dark, wet days of winter, leading to formerly dry summers that didn't last too long, with low humidity and long days of sunlight, just enough fog to keep the temperatures moderate, an occasional rainstorm to keep the land watered and avoid wildfires. Now spring is a season of coming droughts, scorchingly high temperatures that are too early, too hot, too humid, and the start of a much longer wildfire season. With life out of sync with climate, and followed on by the season formerly known as summer, what's a gardener to do between shifting climate and garden to support wildlife? A key need is for more shade, not from big trees, though this is the best shade if you have them, but also from new trees planted to provide dappled shade from hour to hour during full summer and years to come. The best shade tree in my yard is a coast redwood. It's drought-tolerant, and its cool shade on a hot summer day is exquisite. In the sunny dry spots, which are getting sunnier and drier each year, look south to California for chaparral shrubs and other plants that can take summer's drought and heat and still withstand our wet winters. Look up into the mountains in the southwest and further south into Mexico. Local plants that also grow south into central and southern California are good, and several are common here. These include some well-known plants, sword fern, salal, evergreen huckleberry, and Pacific wax myrtle. From the southern hemisphere, grevilleas are tough shrubs once established with colorful tubular flowers. Yes, hummingbirds like them too. With a little planning, some moving shade from trees overhead, some readjustments for hotter, drier weather, we can still enjoy our gardens and host local wildlife. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.